And I'm very pleased to be joined on the line by writer Sarah Davis, who joins us to talk about her book of poems called Baby Days, which has been hugely successful and recommended by Mother and Baby magazine, and three of the best funny books as well. And she's been included in Dear Bump subscription. Sarah's also given talks and has written for many guest posts too for sites in the UK, US and Canada. And she also heads up a new mums group as well. Before we talk about Baby Days, you were a teacher and you absolutely loved that job, and then you had to give up your career and put your plans for a baby on hold. What happened?
I've been teaching about 11 years, and as you say, I really loved my job. At the time, I was teaching 9 to 11 year olds, and I was literacy leader and in charge of gifted and talented and all sorts of extra responsibilities. I loved my job. I'd recently got married. We were planning to start a family. And then 8 weeks into being married, I got appendicitis. And then I went back to work and I got laryngitis. And then I went back to work and got laryngitis again. And basically, I ended up from being really kind of social, enjoying my life, really busy with work, sporty, all sorts of things like that, to needing to walk with a stick and unable to listen to the radio or read books or watch TV or have phone conversations or anything like that. My body basically just packed up on me, and I had the ME for 3 years. I mean, at the time, I wondered what on earth was going on with me. You know, I was going to the doctors, I was having blood tests, they couldn't find anything wrong. And they said that it could be related to the fact that I'd had illness after illness. It was often referred to as yuppie flu, a bit unkindly, really, yeah. You know, back in the day, years ago. Mm. But they basically said that because I'd had illness after illness after illness, my body had just packed up. That I was used to working at a high adrenaline level, doing everything like at 100%. And then because I hit a period of illness, I wasn't working off the adrenaline that my body was producing for my normal kind of standard of life.
Yeah.
And therefore, that adrenaline then was messing with my whole body system.
Mm.
And that it affects people who are highly charged, motivated, real sort of go-getter people. And then when this adrenaline is pouring into their body, they're not able to work it off because they're ill. And that's how they get ME, and that's what happened.
So you recovered from the ME and got back to normal, and then you got pregnant.
Yeah, well, I got ME when I was in my early 30s, when I was 33. And I had it for 3 years, and in the end, I was lucky to get better because basically, I was told that with ME, you may never recover. You just have to learn to live with the symptoms. And I didn't want that because I wanted more out of my life. You know, I wanted to have a family. Mm. I didn't want to give up. And in the end, I went to a clinic in London that, and I made a full recovery from there. But then I was in my mid-30s by then, and we started trying for a baby, and it wasn't happening.
Mm.
They couldn't find out why it wasn't happening. And we just kept trying and thinking, well, you know, hopefully one day it'll happen for us. But eventually, in the meantime, I climbed a mountain. I'd gone back to playing volleyball again.
Yep.
I'd gone back to teaching again. I just really wanted to be a mum. And when I was 40, that's when I got pregnant with my son, Matthew.
So then you've got all of the new mum experience and the 3 a.m. feeds. And you found time to write poems.
Yes, no one was more surprised than me, actually. having been a teacher and English being my thing, I'd taught children to write poems for years, but I was no poet or writer myself. And then when I was up for the 3 a.m. feeds and Matthew was about 4 months old, suddenly a poem came into my head out of nowhere, and I wrote it down. When I put him down to sleep, I wrote it down, and it kept happening. And basically, by the time he was 8 months old, I got 40 poems.
Wow.
All about being a new mum, you know, from the first scan to the end of maternity leave.
Now, the book is called Baby Days, and we will put all the details up on the website. And I said to you earlier, would you mind reading out a couple of the poems? And then we'll talk a little bit more about the books and the reaction to it. So tell us some of the poems you're going to read out.
Right, well, the first one's called Getting to Know You, and it's the first one in the book, and it's one of the more sentimental ones because they range from sentimental to humorous. So, getting to know you. The scan and seeing the beating of your tiny little heart, knowing that it's really only just the very start. Growing ever bigger as you struggle to find room, feeling kicks and hiccups as you move inside the womb. Hearing your first cries just as you come into the world. beginning your life's journey, soon to be unfurled. The gripping of my finger with your tiny little hand, the feelings and emotions only parents understand.
Oh, that's lovely. Isn't that lovely? You must get such a reaction to your poetry from new mums and dads. What's the next one?
Right, well, the next one's Mums and Babies Group, because yep. I know that certainly when I had my baby, sometimes I was going stir crazy at home, and it was good just to connect with other mums.
Mm.
So it's called Mums and Babies Group.
Okay.
My local Mums and Babies Group helps to keep me sane, with adult conversation to stimulate my brain. When I am feeling anxious, it helps me get me through to hear that all the other mums have fears and worries too. We talk about our babies and get stuff off our chest, and reassure each other we can only do our best. We have a laugh and giggle about the week we've had, sharing our experience, the good things and the bad. By the time our tea is finished and we've put the world to rights, we're re-energised to face another week of sleepless nights.
And most of the poems are quite short little poems, are they?
Yeah, they're sort of short and snappy.
Yeah.
Really perfect for sleep-deprived new mums, really, to know somebody else.
There's probably people that read the book that actually memorise the poems as well. And tell us about the last one you're going to do for us.
Well, the last one is called Nappy Days.
Yeah.
So I hope nobody's having their lunch quite yet. This is one of my son's favourites. When the book came out, he asked if he could take it into show and tell for school when he was five. And he chose to read out the two nappy poems, which figured, you know.
Okay.
So here we go with Nappy Days. Oh, my goodness, he's not happy. He has got a filthy nappy. He just let out such a trump, the explosion made me jump. Catapulted him off my knee, hardly dared to look and see. It's on his back and legs as well. I can't describe the awful smell. I had better make it snappy. His feet are getting in the nappy. I'm worried about his poorly tum. Don't want to see my fussy mum. But it has given me a fright. I want to check that he's all right. Doctors said that this much poo is common. It's what babies do.
Oh, it's brilliant. I was laughing, actually. I had the microphone turned down. You couldn't hear me. I was laughing at that one. That is brilliant. And again, really helpful. But I suppose when people get pregnant and they've had a baby, you can plan for all these wonderful things. It's all going to be roses and wonderful. And being a new mum is frightening, and it's not what people expected.
No, I mean, I love the great bits like everybody else, but, you know, the experiences that you have sometimes, and when you're in the, you know, it's in the middle of the night and there's just poo everywhere, and it's a two-man job often to get, like, baby cleaned down in the shower and everything sorted, and it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And you think, well, goodness me, I've never seen too much poo. It's normal for a baby to do this, and you start to question everything.
Mm.
And people have said that when they've read my poems, it's helped to reassure them that things are normal. And again, you know, when I've done my talks and things like that, that's what they've said, you know, it's that sort of normality. And these are sort of three of my favorite poems that I read, because they really resonate with and the dads, you know. I spoke to a dad's group once, and they loved that one, and they also loved the one about bringing baby home and feeling like you're just a total novice and you're unprepared, and who on earth is letting you bring a baby home when really you don't know what on earth you're doing. You've read the books, but help, you know. Suddenly there you are on your own with a baby.
Yeah.
So they appeal to people in different ways, all of the poems.
And it is out now, and where can people get a copy from, Sarah?
Right, it's available from Amazon, and Baby Days is D-A-Z-E.
Yep.
And it's also available from Waterstones and independent bookshops.
Well done you for getting it written. Are you going to do a follow-up?
I've written a few clever ones. At the moment, my writing's taking me in a different direction, because having done talks at Mother Care and Mamas and Papas and the launch of Baby Week Leads and things like that, and having written lots of guest posts and articles, I've just launched a new business as the parenting copywriter.
Oh, right.
So I'm providing content for websites and press releases and blog posts for baby and child related brands and businesses. So my writing at the moment, that's where my focus is. I'm going off in that direction. But I've also sort of had a little dabble with children's books as well. Seeing where everything takes me at the moment, really.
Well, it was great to speak to you, and I loved those poems. They are brilliant. And if you want to find out more, you've actually got a Facebook page as well.
I have, Sarah Davis Writer. Mm-hmm. And that's Davis with no E.
And don't forget, it's Baby Days, D-A-Z-E. And the book is available at Amazon and Waterstones. Lovely. It's been great to talk to you. Give my love to the family. And
you too.
And I'll speak to you hopefully another couple of months, and we'll talk about more stuff you're doing.
Yeah, lovely to speak to you. Thanks very much, Michelle.
You're welcome. Take care, my love. Bye. Bye. And that is writer Sarah Davis, and her book Baby Days is out now, D-A-Z-E, and you can find all the details on the website and also on the Phoenix FM website when I put the interview up later.